This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
That was a dedication there to Thulani Ndlovu in Bulawayo. He made a request that we play that song for him. Hello, Thulani. How are you? Tuned in all the way from Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. Hello. Thank you so much for joining in. It's Nicole C. Mullen. I think I will send you the name so that next time when another presenter is here and you're asking for that one, you you have the correct name. Thanks to Vusi. I wasn't quite sure if I was getting the right name. So yeah, I'll send you the right name so that next time. Hey, Thulani, but thank you so much for that. Hoping that you have enjoyed that one. I did mention to the family that when I come back, I'm talking to Dana and I'm talking to Donnie all the way from Child Protection Hotline, and they're joining me right now. I love your smiles, guys. Your smiles are beautiful. How are you? Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, and you?
It's been a while. It's been a long time, actually. It's not a while. It's a very long time.
The last time I saw your face was in studio a couple of months ago.
Is it months? Not years. I thought it was years. Okay, so my bad. My bad.
I at least looked at your smile on the front page of our magazine. Dana skipped that magazine, it seems.
Oh my, Danny, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. So today, we know that it's Suicide Awareness Day. And sure, I wonder how many of us are aware of the signs and symptoms of one who is suicidal or who has suicide thoughts. Here in South Africa, something happened. And I remember that I was concerned about this young person. I know this young person, something happened fraudulently from her family in South Africa. Seemingly, it seems like the mother stole the identity from one child. And I was wondering about that one's, one child whose identity was stolen, but also thinking about the one who is now suffering the consequences of what their parents have done. And I was wondering if they can withstand the pressure and the bullying and the hurtful words that were said to her as she has been continuing. I'm sure you know about that story. And it made me concerned about our young people and suicide. I was also concerned about another one. I think she was on TikTok and bullied by people. And when she was asking for help, but people were bullying her. And I was asking myself, how long can she, you know, be strong? How long will it take for her to start thinking suicidal thoughts? Because she was crying on TikTok. And I was wondering, how strong can she be? How is suicide now in our young people? Do we still seeing a rise in our young people taking their lives?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we see a big disconnect between parents and children. Hmm. And within that big disconnect, we pick up that because children don't have a safe space where they can go for advice, assistance, just sometimes a soft shoulder to say, listen, I need help. Mm. We see that a lot of children are taking their own lives, and a lot of children are struggling with that battle between do I or don't I? And a lot of them, when they've got this idea or this concept of I am going to take my own life, don't realize what the consequence is. Because, see, when we as grown-ups speak about suicide, we know it's the end of life. But a lot of children don't realize that. So they know suicide is the end. It's death. But what does death mean to a youngster? I've spoken to kids after they've tried to commit suicide, and I normally ask them about tomorrow. Mm. And then they tell me, no, they would have loved to have bacon and eggs. They haven't had bacon and eggs with mom and dad for a long time. And that says to me that they don't realize how final death in the matter of suicide is. So unfortunately, yes, it's still something that's relevant. It's something that happens often. It's not something that's reported as often as it happens, unfortunately, because it's not, it's something that we want to speak about. It's kind of unheard of. I always hear parents speak about no parent should ever lose a child. And as a father, that sentence really is a frightening, even to say it now, it kind of, you know, pulls my heart altogether. But unfortunately, yeah, it's happening, and it's happening all around us.
So, Danny, before I come to Dana, on what you've just said, do you mean that our young people, when they got these suicidal thoughts, when they feel suicidal and they also attempt, they're not thinking about tomorrow? So all they're thinking about is, I'm going to hurt them. I'm going to make them feel the pain that I'm feeling. And so they'll be crying, but they still wish to have bacon and eggs tomorrow with their parents and family?
So yes. I mean, if you think of any child, what is one of the biggest complaints we as parents have about our children? That they're not thinking of tomorrow. So the actions that they take, the way that they handle friendships, the way that they handle relationships, is all circled around the fact that it's just now. Mm. So many children will tell you, listen, we had a fight today, but tomorrow we'll be friends again. Like there's kind of like a clean slate that will just happen out of the blue. I don't know where that comes from, but I mean, I remember when we were kids, you had that thing that you would sign on, you would quickly wipe the screen and everything would be gone and you can write on the screen again. Mm. And it's just unfortunately the same. And because of that concept, because they're still growing up. So even kids, they don't realize if I'm nasty to mom and dad tonight, tomorrow morning I have to wake up and be in their house. I mean, we speak about a lot of married couples who then have a 6-week silence because last night's fight drew into tomorrow and that drew into tomorrow afternoon and so forth. Children don't have that concept placed yet because they don't really have the concept of time completely down yet. So when they live, and that's why they do such stupid things when they live. They go out drinking. They go out smoking weird stuff. They use drugs because they don't think of the damage it does to their tomorrow. They only live in the moment. So that even that suicide, yes, I don't want to be alive, but they're always hoping because that's what we get from these kids. They tell us, I don't want to really kill myself, but I don't think there's a way out. And then as you chat to them and you consider and have conversations about that way out, about that tomorrow, then that changes the way they view it. Because they want to be there tomorrow. They want to be there for future birthdays. Mm. They still get excited about Christmas. Mm. It's just that in the here and now, I want to be out of this now. And the out of this now is sometimes, unfortunately, something in their mind in any case, like a suicide.
Sure. Now, Dana, how much does bullying play a role in this, especially that now our children are on the cyberspace, our children are online, and there's so much that I see happening there. Even for adults, you find there's somebody who needs help or they wrote something about themselves, and some just go in and just to criticize and just to say hurtful words. So how much of cyberbullying especially plays a role in suicidal cases that are there lately?
So I feel bullying is one of the main factors that, you know, factors in when someone commits suicide is because they are being targeted, whether that be in person at, let's say, for instance, their workplace or at school, or they are being cyberbullied. And remember, when their identity is attacked online, that's all they really know. I mean, they can't go and defend themselves or their reputation. So all that they have is that online profile that those people then go and target and attack, and they don't have a leg to stand on. So oftentimes, especially when it comes to children, they don't feel like they have a way out or an escape. The only way to get away from that bully is not to go and address the problem or communicate through those problems. The only way out for them then is to take their own lives. Mm. So we had a case last week where Johnny spoke at a school, and one of the girls she was quite triggered and she had to leave, you know, because she couldn't listen to the rest of the conversation. And it turned out that she tried to take her life last weekend. And we spoke at her school on Monday. And she was unaware that we would touch on those kinds of topics. But she literally tried to kill herself. And she said that one of the things that stopped her was the fact that she didn't want her parents to find her dead body in her bedroom.
Hmm.
And, you know, she is being targeted at school. She is being bullied online and at school. So that's just an example that we had last week of what bullying can cause and the effects of that.
Mm. Sure. Are we able to can tell if one is going through thoughts, suicidal thoughts, if they have suicidal thoughts, especially in young people? Because I remember at some point, some parents saying it's very hard to tell because they are always moody. Most of the times our young people are moody. They are know-it-all. They are angry with everyone. So you never know what you're dealing with. They want to lock themselves in the room. They don't want to, anyone to come in, or they are overeating, or they are eating less. So you never know. You can't pick up. But is there a way of picking up these signs?
I feel it's important to be attentive to your children and to your partners as well. You know, your family members, your work colleagues, it's really important to be attentive because the slightest hint will be given. You know, they always say that there were no hints and no signs. I think some will disagree with me and say, but my husband committed suicide and he seemed so happy and he was such a great husband and father to our kids. There was no signs. I would never have thought that he would have done this. But there are subtle cues that if you are attentive, you will pick up on the subtle cues. I mean, you mentioned one, a loss of appetite or overeating.
Mm.
There will be changes in the behavior of the human. You know, they will act out of norm. They will try their hardest to put on a mask that they are okay, but they are calling out for help. No one at the end of the day really wants to end their life.
Yes.
It's an escape from something that they're too scared to deal with or something that they can't cope with. So they are going to give subtle hints because they're looking for that little moment in time to say, okay, you're saved. You know, this is your sign to not do it.
Mm.
So they might not verbally express their need or verbally say, hey, I need help.
Mm.
But in the non-verbal cues, if someone is attentive enough, and I'm saying like nitpicking at the slightest things, are they eating? Are they not eating? Are they different in their messages?
Mm.
Is their hygiene different? For instance, when someone is falling into a state of depression, which normally happens right before someone, you know, takes their life, those are also signs. They'll be depressed. They won't be as enthusiastic, or they'll be overly enthusiastic. You've got those that mask it really well, who are over the top happy. Those are the jokers. They come into work early. You know, they wanting to go out and meet for a drink after work. You need to be careful of those because they are also suffering.
Mm.
But just on the depression side of things, they will express signs of depression. They will show signs in their hygiene, for instance, not wanting to dress up for work anymore or not wanting to be tidy when going to school. Their workload will also be impacted. They might not work as much or they might work over. So all of those things play a role and can be a subtle cue that this person needs help. And just be kind. Step in. Listen, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling? Do you need to have a chat maybe after work? Do you need me to stay in my class so you can have a conversation with me, you know, when everyone leaves the classroom? I think everyone needs to be a little bit more actively involved in each other's lives, not in an overimposing kind of way, but just to know I am there.
Just to know that you are not alone, but there's somebody who's standing with you and who can also listen. But most of the times when it comes to our young people, because you as Child Protection Hotline, most of the times parents don't give time for their children to speak. How do we create that time and pay attention, Dani?
I think it's important to, and you said it now, is create that time. So we've all got 24 hours in a day. And I said to somebody the other day that said to me they don't have time, and I explained to them how a week in the life of somebody that works in child protection looks like. And then they said, no, they think they might have some time.
Hmm.
So create that time. I share this, and I share this gladly. Me and my kids have our favorite little fast food restaurant, and we make a point of going there once a week.
Mm.
And we sit down, no cell phones, and we just chat.
Mm.
And then we chat about everything. What's happening in their lives? What do they like? What don't they like? Where do they see us going, not going? What do they think of the holidays? Where do they want to go? What is possible? What's not possible? What sport do they have for the coming week? How's it going in their tests? All of those conversations then take place. And you know what? It feels like a five-hour session, and not because it's bad, because it just feels so important and so enriching. But it's normally about 60 to 90 minutes.
Mm.
But it feels. And once we are done there, and I mean, Dana can attest to that, I'm a talker. I don't know if I showed you my shyness. But I'm a talker. So I like talking. And I like talking because it allows you to pick up on certain things. And that just allows me to sit with my kids and find out where they are. And even if they say nothing, because my girl speaks so much, my boy is quite quiet. But it also allows me to pick up when there's changes. And Dana said that. Pick up on the changes. Because the change is what's important. Because not all change is bad. But some changes might be a very clear-cut sign that something is not okay.
All righty then. Let's come back and talk about suicide and connecting it with the Strongman events that's coming. So let's take a break and then we are coming back. Family, you can talk to us. The lines are open 012-334-1322 and the WhatsApp line 082-657-2729. The SMS line 37871. And my family, my Facebook family, we have like some challenges a little bit. So you will see the link coming in a little later, but we are live on YouTube. So you can go to our Radio Pulpit YouTube side and you can see the beautiful faces of Dana and Danny talking to us from Child Protection Hotline. We're coming back giving you the sounds of Dr. Tumi and the song we're giving you that name.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Imagine a man pulling a vehicle with his bare hands. What's the twist? You're sitting inside of it. That's right. Radio Pulpit is giving you the chance to be one of 10 lucky listeners to be pulled by a strong man while you sit inside the Radio Pulpit vehicle. On the 19th of September, you'll be joining us for a Strongman World Record event. To stand a chance of being one of the 10 lucky passengers, simply send a WhatsApp text with the word passenger, followed by your name and surname to 082-657-2729. As a passenger, you'll be supporting the Radio Pulpit I Am Youth and Child Protection Hotline mission to raise awareness and give guidance to children facing all kinds of challenges. Together, let's encourage hope.
All of that is happening very soon on the 19th of September. And yes, Danny, the strong man, will be pulling the Radio Pulpit vehicle over a certain distance to set a world record. Da, 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 da. Danny, do you still feel the pressure now? Or you're ready now?
Not yet. I'll probably feel it in the moment.
But we are ready for it. So how do we connect the Strongman event to what you and I and Dana were talking about, suicide? I mean, yeah, there's a rise in our young people taking their lives, and we need to do something about it.
I think what we try and at least achieve is when people are ready to give up, or young people are ready to give up, we speak about them carrying too heavy. So in the Bible, it speaks about carrying each other's burdens. And when that burden becomes too heavy is when we get hurt.
Right.
And when we get hurt, when we're not sure where to turn to for help. So that's when we tend to find that people give up. And what we try and symbolize with the vehicle pool is that it doesn't matter how heavy it is. Even if it's the heaviest in the, it's ever been in the world for whatever situation, we will assist.
Mm.
And that's the entire message. So when it becomes too much, when it is too much, when things are too heavy and you like, listen, I'm looking at this, it's big, it's a vehicle. How on earth am I going to pull this through to get to the next day?
Mm.
You're not alone. We are there to assist you.
Sure, you're not alone, but we are there to assist you. And so this is how we're connecting the two together. I forgot to ask the last time, Dana, I forgot to ask Danny, will there be counselors there at the event? Because there might be others who are coming in, and that for them is real. When they see Danny pulling the car, it's a real thing. It's happening inside, and they need somebody to talk to. I can just see others in tears because this is what I go through. But there's assistance, there's help around me. So will there be people that are young people and others who will be there can talk to on the day?
Yes, most definitely. So we will have our team there. So some of our counselors will be joining us on that day. So if anyone is feeling, you know, overwhelmed or triggered, then they can obviously step aside, go somewhere quiet, and they can have a conversation with one of the counselors. Another thing that we've done to make it a lot easier, you know, to get in touch with the IM Youth, with Radio Pulpit, the child protection hotline that we launched with the counseling hotline side, is we did a website that's got those details on, and it literally says, ineedhelp.co.za. So it's easy, accessible. They can go on there, get the counseling hotline number, and they can then also arrange for counseling at a later stage if at this event, you know, they feel triggered but they're not comfortable to speak out to one of our counselors. Then they're welcome to get in touch at a later stage and we'll arrange that counseling for them.
That's so awesome. Now, you've had such events before. Are there people who really come up and say, but this is triggering? Or people are just excited? Are we in that space for excitement, or does it speak? You have seen results coming out from such an event, Danny.
At the event itself, because it's such a positive event and it actually touches on the other side of needing help, wanting help, and so forth, we don't really at the vehicle pull event see a lot of people asking for help necessarily.
But afterwards.
But we do find afterwards, because it's such a big event, then afterwards that message just goes further. And it also hits you differently when you connect, because a lot of people will tell you, I've been strong for so long. Great. So you can understand the strong, because you might not see the strong person pulling somebody else, but you can see the strong man pulling their own life for the last 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. So there's so many ways that you can then connect that symbolism with what you have and what that is happening in your life in that moment.
Dana, Danny says, I've been pulling for so long and I've been strong. Is it wrong not to want to be strong, not to want to feel strong at some point in your life?
I think everyone wants to be strong, not only for themselves, but for someone else in their life as well. You know, you carry the burden of others. As much as you don't want to or won't acknowledge it, you do carry the burdens of others. I mean, mothers are carrying the burdens of their children. Fathers are carrying the burdens of their wives. So, you know, it is a need and a want for a human to want to be strong and to pull their life and to pull themselves out of dark places. But sometimes people just don't have that energy and that strength left in them to pull themselves out of a dark place.
Is it okay and to feel like that?
Is it okay to not feel strong enough to pull yourself up? Yes, most definitely. You need to acknowledge when you're having a down day. You know, you need to feel your emotions. I mean, I cry all the time. That's what makes me, is that I get overly emotional, and Donnie's laugh now, because that I'm emotional. A lot of us women are emotional, and be true to yourself. Mm. You can't be false. You can't lie all your life. You need to be true to yourself. So if you're not feeling okay, you need to then admit to that and call out for help. That's another thing that people struggle with, to go and seek the help that they need. They feel they can do it on their own. They don't want to be a burden on anyone else, but they also need to realize they're not burdening someone else. That is what counselors and psychologists are there for. They've studied, they've specialized, they've got the tools, they've got the skill set. They want to help. They want to take that load and burden off of those who are struggling.
So, Dana, our young people might be suffering from suicidal thoughts. They don't feel strong at a certain point, and we see the signs, we see the symptoms. What should we do? How do we reach out and help them?
So, unfortunately, we can't force someone into a counseling process, because then they're not going to voluntarily, you know, participate in that counseling journey. So it's encouraging them. It's holding the space for them. It's letting them know, listen, if you're not ready today to take this leap of faith, that is okay. You know, maybe we'll try again tomorrow. It's just that constant push and consistently holding that space for them, letting them know each and every day, you're not alone. Mm. If you're not sure today, that's okay. We'll try again tomorrow. If the next day they're not ready, it's okay. I'm going to be here until the end of the week. I'm going to stay by your side no matter what, until you are ready to take that step forward.
The easiest way to reach Child Protection Hotline, Dana?
Ineedhelp.co.za. That's one of the easiest ways. We've also got another one, which is our normal child protection website, which is childprotection.co.za. And then I know you guys love to post our counseling hotline that's partnered with you guys and I Am Youth. So they can easily access that on your website as well.
Mm-hmm. Can you repeat that?
That they can access the counseling hotline on your website if they need to.
Mm-hmm. I needed you to say the whole thing again.
The whole thing. I apologize. I'm having a blonde moment. It's been a long week and it's only Tuesday. So ineedhelp.co.za. All our details are on that website. Our other website is childprotection.co.za. And if not there, then they can go onto the Radio Pulpit's website and they can access our number there. So the number for the counseling hotline is 076-037-6345.
Mm-hmm. Danny, so how can we get involved again for the Strongman, and when is it happening?
It's happening on the 19th of September. It's happening at South Downs College in Centurion. And then you guys have this lovely advertisement on how people can enter and how they must enter. I want to enter myself, but apparently then nobody else is pulling the vehicle. I asked Dana. Dana said she's not pulling it. She's refusing. Please enter and come and meet us and come and have a chat. And we're looking forward to it.
All right. That is so awesome. Dana, can you imagine you or me pulling the car? It's impossible.
I think you and me together would not be able to move that car.
No, we won't be. Your closing statements, Danny, and your closing statements, Dana.
I think I just want to add on to something Dana said, and it's so important. Whether you drive a small scooter or whether you drive the most expensive Ferrari, doesn't matter what you do. It will need either petrol, diesel, or these days, electricity.
Mm.
they all run empty. So it doesn't matter how strong you think you are, how strong you want to be, how strong you act you are. Even if you drive the most expensive vehicle in the history of the world, and it's one of a kind, which we all are, you're still at some stage going to need to stop so it can refuel, re-energize, put electricity in, whatever fancy new stuff there is.
Mm.
And that means we all need to go through that process.
Mm.
God, and he worked 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. And if we don't take opportunities to rest, then the world's going to force you to rest. Doesn't matter who you are. And I was smiling when she said she cries. She's such a strong lady. So I've not seen her cry more than about 4 or 5 times. I've seen she's wanted to cry. So that's why I was smiling, because in our job, we are forced to sometimes be strong for a lot of people that can't be strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the moment, sometimes they share a story with you. And we had that a few weeks ago with Dana, where a girl shared a story with her that shook her, that I could see she was not okay. It changed her person. It changed her personality and everything, because this poor girl really looked at her and said, you need to help me. I'm going to go back home and I'm going to be hurt. I'm going to be raped. I'm going to be hurt. There's going to be a lot of things that happen to me. So it's important that when you feel that moment, and we've reached that. The first year she worked for me, that didn't happen. And then she literally burned out, where a doctor had to let me know, listen, Dana cannot come to work. And we're not sharing that because anything is wrong with Dana. That was Dana's change in her life, where she realized, if I don't at some stage say, hey, I can feel this. And I didn't know well enough to see it. Now I see it. So now we're at a point where I say, listen, we had that last week. You probably don't have to come in on Friday because I can see that things are tough, not because anything else. And we still work, but you didn't have to come to the office. So people see those, and Dana said it so beautifully, see that change. So now when we see the change, because now I know her better, who knows their children the best? Parents. They should. You see that change? It might be this small. But now it's, no, this change means the following, and you have to do that, because that's love. That's showing love and care.
Yeah.
And in the office, obviously, we love each other. We care for each other. And that's how we make sure that we're all okay, and we offer the best possible answers, solutions, and assistance available.
Wow. Dana, your closing statements. Thank you, Danny.
I'd just like to say that if you are struggling, it can be small or big. It doesn't matter what you are going through. Rather call on someone, lean on someone. You know, we are all blessed with 2 ears and 1 mouth. And some of us are 2 ears to listen to more problems. It's as simple as that. So if you are going through anything, I would suggest, you know, pick up the phone, send a message, and get the help if you need it. You don't have to be strong all the time.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much, Dana. Thank you, guys. I can't wait to talk to you again next time. But thank you so much for today's insights and for empowering us. And most of the times when we hear such, we don't want to communicate. We want to just listen and hide. But afterwards, we know where to go. And so thank you for letting us know where we can go and how we can get hold of you, how or where we can send our young people that need help in one way or another. And we can't wait for the Strongmen event. I'm the 11th. Dana, did he tell you that I'll be the 11th person in the car? There's supposed to be 10, but I'm the 11th one.
I've heard a little rumor, so I'm very excited to see you there on the day. I'm super excited for that.
Thank you so much. I know that you are traveling and you had to make a stop so that you can talk to us right here on Heart to Heart. Thank you. May God awesomely bless you and bless everything that you do for our children. Keep keeping you as well.
Thank you. Take care.
And that, my family, is Dana and Danny from the Child Protection Hotline. Do remember that you can go to ineedhelp.co.za, or you can point your young person to just go type in ineedhelp.co.za, get help right there. They have, and that site has got all their numbers, and you can also go to our IM Youth site and get their numbers, or on Radio Pulpit. Alternatively, you can drop them a message on 076-037-6341. 076-037-6341. And yeah, let's make sure that our young people don't feel alone. Whenever they go through something, we are there with them, holding, upholding them, and moving with them every step of the way until they are doing much better.
Hallelujah. You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.